Time now for your letters. Our interviews with Rami Khoury of the Daily Star in Beirut and David Horovitz of the Jerusalem Post brought in many comments from both sides of the issue. Ken Ansbach of Chicago wrote, I would have liked for Don Gagne to ask Rami Khoury why Lebanon has tolerated an armed, hostile presence in its midst, Hezbollah, which is independent and entirely inimical to the interests of its government and citizens. Thank you for airing the interview with David Horovitz of the Jerusalem Post, who really told it like it is. Paul Vanderbort of Reno, Nevada, had a different view. Mr. Khoury is absolutely correct, he writes. The U.S. needs to address the root cause of the conflict. The double standards, for example, we can arm Israel, but Iran can't arm Hezbollah, must stop. All lives, not just Israeli lives, are valuable. By far the segment that drew the most mail last week was Jamie Tarabay's report from Iraq on the volunteers who recover bodies from the Tigris River. All of the letters asked how help could be provided by sending money or gloves or life vests. Jamie is looking for a suitable contact, and if she finds one, we'll let you know. On a lighter note, Don Gagne's flip aside that Ulysses S. Grant is reputed to be buried in Grant's tomb prompted Charles Forrest Maintree of Pacoima, California, to offer a correction. I would like to think that you would know better, he writes. Grant is not buried in Grant's tomb. He is entombed in Grant's tomb with his wife. Since a tomb is above ground, one cannot be buried in it. We will inter that point in our minds. Finally, Paul Converse of Baltimore wrote to say he was delighted to hear our story on Ethiopian jazz music, though he had one quibble about the statement that the music scene died during the period of the military junta. Mr. Converse said he lived in Addis Ababa during those years. Although there was a curfew, it did not prevent a magnificent musical and dance happening every Sunday evening at the Buffet de la Gare at the Addis Ababa terminus of the French-built railroad connection to Djibouti. At the buffet, a live band played an exciting and eclectic mix of Ethiopian, rock, Congolese, polka, twist music, etc. for the whole range of Addis Ababa society, ambassadors, foreign aid workers, Ethiopian and expatriate professionals, street girls, alas, and many others who danced without inhibition until shortly before the midnight curfew. You can write to us by going to our website, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us link.